There is just over a week left until the World Cup gets underway in Brazil, and there are still big concerns about whether Brazil will be ready. Meanwhile, there are allegations that soccer officials were bribed to award the cup to Qatar in 2022. Mike Pesca hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's our sports analyst at Here and Now. And Mike, I want to start with Brazil, which is going to play Croatia in the opening game of the Cup in Sao Paulo next week. There was a test match over the weekend at the stadium, and about a third of it was empty because they hadn't tested these sets of temporary bleachers. That seems pretty alarming.
Yes. And now I do have to say the context for this is I've never seen a world event where there hasn't been alarming developments, right, even the days beforehand. So I've covered Olympics, I've covered World Cups. It always seems to be the case. Now, that said, Brazil is in its own category, and there have been so many street protests, and there have been allegations of, more than allegations of, you know, a building schedule is really behind schedule. So somehow you think that FIFA is going to get it together for this and people come together for football. But yeah, those bleachers that don't work certainly aren't a good sign.
Well, yeah, and as you say, we do hear about this, and then in the end, you know, Athens managed to put on the Olympics, Beijing did, Sochi did.
Right.
Is this just pre-event jitters?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think what happens is in the days before the event, without you have so much of the world's press focusing on this and there's no actual soccer slash football to write about. So what do you write about? This is the story. And, you know, perhaps it gets blown out of proportion. Certainly how bad the hotels were in Sochi. I mean,
right,
I didn't stay in Sochi, so I didn't have to deal with it. But that was, you know, made out to be this calamity. And there are many bad things about to take the Sochi example or to take even the planning of England. But when the whole thing is done, in retrospect, you know, these events somehow seem to work out.
Okay, well, let's turn to 2022, because this is a big story that's been blowing up over the weekend. These allegations made in the British paper, the Sunday Times, that a former FIFA official, Mohammed bin Hammam, paid out $5 million to secure the bid for Qatar to hold the cup there. How is FIFA responding?
FIFA is investigating, and as part of the investigation is going to be filed maybe days before the World Cup starts, and then it will be revealed a little bit afterwards. And even as part of the investigation, they could even take the bid away from Qatar. And several members of the FIFA board and Nick Clegg, who's the deputy prime minister of the UK, has said that if corruption is proved, that Qatar should lose the World Cup. I mean, this is something that Sepp Blatter, the head of FIFA, even before these allegations were revealed, said that it was a mistake to give Qatar the World Cup, bizarrely because of the temperature. So they didn't know that Qatar gets up to 120 degrees in summer. Okay, fine. But
yeah.
So he said that their planning about how they were going to cool the stadiums was fine, but they didn't have a good enough plan for the visitors. But these investigations show that so much money was spread around before him. What was known, for instance, that a Qatari firm bought a prominent French soccer club after they got the World Cup. That was reported. But these allegations, which include spreading money around to members of the African delegation who would wind up voting on it, and an Trinidad and Tobago FIFA member named Jack Warner, who supposedly got hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, there's a lot of money in soccer and there's a lot of money in Qatar. And so maybe it will be hard to prove the quid pro quo, but there was a lot of money being sloshed around so Qatar could get the World Cup.
Well, and there were also concerns that we've talked about on this show before about the temperature being a problem for the migrant workers who have been brought in.
Yes, and there have been so many deaths in building these stadiums. That is correct, too.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst, hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.